Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Parshas Behar B'chukosai. Here we are at the second Aliyah. V'nasna ha'aretz p'riyah v'achaltem l'asova v'yashavtem l'vetach aleah. And the land will give it her fruit, and you will eat it to satiation, and you will sit securely upon it. Rashi asks, what's the nature of this guarantee that you'll sit securely, that you won't be afraid of a famine? And what does it mean that you'll eat until satiation? That even the digestion will be blessed and will give you a stomach ache. V'chi somru ma nochal b'shana hashviis hen lo nizra v'lo ne'esof es tfuaseinu. And if you'll ask, what will you eat in the seventh year, for you are not seeding the land and you are not gathering up the fruits? Rashi specifies the fruits, our fruits, meaning the wine, the fruits of the trees, the growths that happen afterwards. V'tzivisi es b'chasi lachem b'shana hashishis v'asas es hatfua l'shlosh hashanim. I have commanded my blessing to you in the sixth year, and it will produce produce for 3 years. Rashi says 3 years means from the end of the sixth year from Nisan until Rosh Hashanah, and in the Shemitah year, and in the eighth year. So they will seed in the eighth year in Cheshvan and reap in Nisan. Azaratem es hashana hashminis v'achaltem min hatfua yashan ad shana hatshiis ad bo hatfuasa tochlu yashan. And you will seed in the eighth year, and you will eat from the old produce until the ninth year, until the new produce comes, you will eat the old produce. Ve'aretz lo simacher lesmitos ki li ha'aretz ki gerem v'so shavim atem imadi. And the land will not be sold for eternity because I own the land, and you are sojourners there, living with me. Rashi says this is teaching us a law in the Torah that because the fields return to the owners, that you can't try to sell it in a way that you'll try to put out of business the mitzvah of Yovel. When Rashi says this land is all mine, that you shouldn't have a looking at it askance at all, because it isn't yours. Ki yamuch achicha umacha mechuzaso uva goalo hakarov elav vegaal mimkar achiv. And if your brother will become destitute and sells from his ancestral heritage, and then one of his relatives will come to redeem it, and he will go and redeem the land that his brother sold. V'ish ki lo yelo goel v'hisiga yado umatza kedei gulaso. And if a person will not have a goel, a family member who can redeem it, and he is able to amass enough money to be able to redeem his own land. Rashi tells us that a person is not allowed to sell their ancestral land unless they become impoverished, and that the buyer cannot stop the goel from buying back the land. Rashi says, when discussing that maybe there isn't a goel for somebody, Rashi says, is it not possible that someone has to have some relative? And Rashi responds and says, no, we're actually talking about a situation where nobody can afford to buy it back. V'im lo matza yado dei hashiv lo v'haya mima karo v'yad hakone oso ad shnasa yovo v'yatsa b'yovo v'ashav l'chuzaso. And if he does not find with his hands enough to return to him, the bought land is now in the hands of the buyer until the 50th year comes, and it all will go back and he will return to his ancestral land. Rashi says, what does it mean enough to return to him? This teaches us that you can not redeem a half of a piece of land. Rashi asks, well, if it says until the 50th year, that you can't go into there during the beginning of the year, but the Yovel kicks off at the very beginning of our Jewish year.